And my love for you, is permanent. How about you? Have you ever had a change in love? Anybody ever experienced a change in love? They love you. Now they'll run you down if they see you cross the cold tank. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All of us got that, right? At first, we just could do no wrong, could we? No matter when you dip your toes at the table, they thought it was cute. I don't care what you did. And then somewhere along the line, their perception switched. You notice that? It just switched. So somebody started to see each other as guilty, and therefore the love appeared to change. You didn't continue to see each other the way you saw each other at first. But the way you saw each other at first was just a preview of common attractions. That real nice person that you met in the beginning,
yeah.
They would just let you know the way they were going to be after they gave you a little hell. Look, I got some issues, and you wouldn't get involved with me and you saw that at the very beginning. So at the very beginning, I'm going to have my act together, and I'm going to have my bait ready to catch another fish. My body is a form moving through time and space.
Cute one, too.
Thank you. I try to keep my form fashionable. What about y'all? Was y'all dressed y'all's form all up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody want to for your form? Are you upset because nobody does? The older I get, the more spiritual I become. I want somebody who can look beyond the body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want somebody to look at my inner beauty. That's what I'm talking about. My body doesn't look like it did a long time ago.
Changed.
Maybe it wouldn't if I had not seen myself as guilty. Maybe that's the secret of eternal youth.
I bet it is.
Guilt kills. Now, don't forget, I'm not saying you don't make mistakes and I don't make mistakes and that mistakes are not for correct. I'm not a psychopath or sociopath or none of them calves. I'm on another path. You know what I'm saying? I'm on a spiritual path. You a psychopath, I'm a spiritual path. I think we both headed in two different directions. You know what I'm saying? You know. See ya. That's what I'm saying. The Course says, recognize misery and go the other way.
Oh, yeah.
I will do that. First, I don't recognize it, and then I rush toward it and embrace it. You know, I didn't think you were going to be misery. And I rushed towards you and embraced you. It's just the opposite.
I knew you.
The worse it became, the more determined I became. The deeper I grabbed it. You know, just imagine yourself surrounded by you hugging a razor blade.
And we do.
And then we grab the razor blade cut me, and I go. Then the razor blade cut me, and I go. And then the razor blade cut me, and I go. Give me some of that razor blade love. That's what I want, baby. Some razor blade love. Cut me to my heart. I remember one time I was hurting from a relationship, and the pain felt kind of good. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You don't want to admit it. But you be like in one of your deep throes of unhappy. You feel kind of good. You know? Because it's the first time you really let yourself feel genuine emotion and feeling unmasked. You were hurt. So you weren't defending, you weren't playing, you weren't hiding, you were naked. And then you find out after you let yourself feel that pain completely, then you've opened yourself up to greater levels of ability to experience pleasure because you're more open than you were when you were faking it.
That is so damn true.
So after I got through feeling the pain, I felt more pleasure and love at levels that I never knew existed. And I can recognize misery, and I learned how to go the other way. I'm proud of myself.
You bet. And I'm proud of you, too.
Yeah. It's like, about time I start whooping my butt all the time, blaming everybody else and holding the grievance because they treated me the way I thought I deserved to be treated, but it was denying that I needed to be treated that way because I really didn't want to face the truth about myself because I love denial so much. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay, so let's go deeper. You ready to go deeper?
Yeah.
In the holy instant, in the healing instant, in the healing instant karma, I can see the karma to tell you what the healing instant is. In the healing instant in which you see yourself as bright with freedom, you will remember God. For remembering God is to remember freedom. So freedom is God.
Cool.
I'll say that again. That was deep. I'll say that one more time. Do you want to have a healing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See yourself as bright with freedom.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? If you want a healing, see yourself as free. When you see yourself as free, you know you can't be controlled by the circumstance that you think you're under right now. And then you start to experience the healing instant, and then you remember love because you would remember that love would never put you in a situation where you were limited and in pain. And that's how you would know you wasn't in your natural environment or the right place, and you'd be willing to go. And since you'd be willing to go to a better place, then you would be taken to a better place because nothing happens against your will. So as long as you want to suffer, spirit doesn't save you from what you want.
Oh, hell.
Love doesn't save you from what you want.
That's scary.
That's beautiful.
Well, I know, but what do I want, for God's sake?
Ah, that's so easy to know.
Don't say it. I don't answer. Wait a minute. Give me the envelope.
Deal or no deal?
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
No deal.
All you have to do is to open your eyes to see the content of your mind. You're looking at it right now. When you look around this room, you look at the content of your mind right now. And everything that's a part of you that you are denying is a part of you, you perceive as people outside yourself.
Say that again, one more time.
Every part of yourself that you are denying is yourself because we are one. That is only the people that you're looking at outside of yourself. They're nothing but aspects of yourself that you're in denial about being a part of you.
Yeah.
Because you want to have an individual experience of yourself. And you can't do it unless you project everything outside of yourself and it's different from you. So you have succeeded in being unique. Now it's time for you to start using your uniqueness for the benefit of you and everyone around you. You want it. There is no competition. There ain't nobody else out there like you.
That's for sure.
You ready? And that you that you are is totally innocent, so it will never stop being innocent. But you are going to have to learn to see yourself as innocent if you see yourself as guilty. So as long as you see yourself as guilty, you'll be creating lessons for you to go through in order to recognize your innocence, which you would call the circumstances of the people.